This is a guided instruction in mindfulness meditation. Before we begin, try to find a quiet space where you are unlikely to be disturbed. And it's best to sit either on a cushion or on a chair. In either case, what we're trying for is to be in a relaxed but alert posture. So if you're sitting in a chair, you might try putting your feet flat on the floor. Your back and neck should be erect, but comfortable. Hands on the knees or thighs or on the lap, one inside the other. And if you're comfortable closing the eyes, or if you'd rather not close your eyes, have them half closed and diffusely focused. And we begin by bringing attention to the sense of sound. Simply noticing any sound that comes into your awareness without thinking about what causes it. Noticing how effortlessly we hear. Notice how sound arises, stays present for a while, and then falls out of awareness. And now shifting our attention to breath, noticing that you're breathing, noticing the sensations associated with the breathing, and finding the place where it's easiest for you to notice these sensations. It might be in the belly as it rises and falls with each inhalation and exhalation. It might be in the chest. It might be at the nostrils. Wherever it's easiest for you right now to notice these sensations, simply, as best you can, putting the attention there and keeping it there. As best you can. Noticing one in-breath at a time, one out-breath at a time. When you notice that the mind has wandered off of the breath, that's a moment of mindfulness, and simply gently escort the attention back to the breath. Without bawling yourself out, but if you hear a little voice telling you you're not doing a good job on meditation, simply observe that too and let it be, returning once again to the breath. If you're having trouble staying with the breath, you might try silently counting the breaths. Count each exhalation up to 10. When you get to 10, begin again at 1. Or if you lose track of the counting or go too far, as soon as you become aware of that, begin again at 1. And while you're doing the counting, the counting should be in the background of your awareness, and the sensations of the breath should be in the foreground. Just staying with the breath as best you can, not trying to control the breath, just observing the breath as carefully, as closely as you can, without any expectations and with a sense of curiosity and presence. When you notice the mind has left the breath, simply bring it back. And now we extend the breath meditation, continuing to notice the sensations caused by the breath. When you observe that your mind is someplace elsewhere, notice where it is, and then return the attention to the breath. So observe whether your mind is focusing on a sensation in the body, on an emotion, on a thought, something from the past, something from the future. Simply notice where it is, and then again gently escort the attention back to the breath. Whatever thought you might be focusing on, whatever sensation in the body, whatever emotion, simply letting it be. Simply letting it be and bringing the attention back to the breath. And now shifting the primary focus of our attention away from the breath to observe the body. As we focus on the breath, we simply expand the awareness out from the breath further and further to encompass the entire body. Noticing the general feel of the body. the places where it's in contact with something else, the seat, clothing, cushion, the air, noticing any of those sensations. And as best you can, staying in touch with the body as a whole, observing it with interest and curiosity, noticing any sensation as it arises, stays present, and fades away. And as we observe the body and sensations in the body, keeping a secondary focus on the sensations of the breath, and using the breath as a stabilizer, returning to it from time to time, and then opening again to sensations in the body. And now shifting the primary focus of our attention from sensations in the body to thoughts. Opening the awareness as best you can so that you can notice thoughts as they arise, stay present, and disappear. You may keep a secondary focus on the breath, again for stability. And as you notice a thought arising, as best you can, simply observing it without getting caught up in the thinking. So observing the thinking rather than actively engaging in the thinking. This is a bit harder to do for most people than observing the breath or the body. Returning to the breath from time to time to rest. And as best you can, noticing thoughts, noticing thinking. And if you hear a little voice in your head saying, "I have no thoughts," that's a thought. And now shifting the primary focus of our attention from thoughts to emotions. As best you can, trying to observe anything in the nature of an emotion or a mood. So, any sadness, any joy, any fear, loneliness, affection, hatred, accepting whatever you find, observing with curiosity as best you can, and whatever you find, letting it be. retaining a secondary focus on the breath while observing emotions. And when you come upon an emotion that seems strong, trying to observe it carefully and see whether it has any connection with a sensation in the body and whether it has any connection with a thought. So trying to notice whether there's a relationship between the experience of an emotion and a thought and a sensation in the body. And now we open our attention more broadly, keeping some focus on the breath, but otherwise being open to anything that arises. Sounds, sensations in the body, thoughts, emotions. As best we can, simply observing any of these as they arise and fall away, and being ready to observe whatever arises next. Doing our best not to be caught up in thinking about what's arising. But when thinking happens, simply observing the thinking. Should you feel lost, returning to the breath for stability, and then opening awareness again to whatever arises. Sounds, thoughts, sensations in the body, emotions. You might find it helpful to silently label what you're observing. So you might quietly say to yourself, thinking, pain, fear. Don't worry about getting the label exactly right. This is just a tool that you might find helpful. If not, I'd suggest just abandoning it and simply remaining in a receptive, open state of mind. And as we come to the end, congratulating ourselves on having spent this quiet time getting to know ourselves a little better, and gently opening our eyes, trying as best we can to hold on to the awareness we've developed during this last period.